You've been happy with the focus and the reaction from Sunday at practice this week?
You know, it's all about changing the page. And after a win or a loss, guys have done a good job all year just changing the page, moving on. And I think guys are doing that now.
Rob, but them ruling MJD out for this week.
Did they?
Yes.
That's news to me.
You learn something new every
day. I do. Thank you for the info.
You knew that.
I need to get Twitter. Nah, I'm just playing
around. How do you evaluate their running game, even with him out of it?
They still have that good offensive line. Those guys get a lot of movement. They still have a group of running backs that can produce a lot of yards. They have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. And they'll take 11 hats to the football each and every play.
You guys have seen plenty of Chad Henne over the last couple of years with Miami. Is he the same quarterback as you've seen this week that he was in the previous
year? He is. He's making a lot of plays. You know, he makes a lot of good throws on the outside and especially over the middle. He can also make a lot of plays with his feet. So he's doing some of the same things. And I've always thought he was a solid quarterback, and he's continuing to do those things.
How important is it to make sure you guys build that momentum in these next two games going into the playoffs?
I think it's very important. But at the end of the day, we try to take it one game at a time. And all of our focus right now is on Jacksonville, and whatever happens after that happens. So we're putting everything we have into this one.
Gerard, Coach says practices are getting a little bit shorter just because you guys get
are
it.
Are they?
That's
that's news to me. No.
Me too.
You know what? Guys are out there focusing. You know, we just, like I said earlier, we're putting everything we have into it. You know, each and every rep counts, and hopefully it shows on Sunday.